the idea of the shift in Benjamin's representation. So this is an important aspect here. So Benjamin in relation to Israel is new truth, or the truth that arises from the practice of truths. So this is what Benjamin represents under Israel, who's the spiritual from the natural. So it's taking what we understand at a natural level in terms of the word, beginning to apply it, and this provides new insight of a more spiritual quality. But at that point, it's still a degree of ownership on our part. And this is the process of the realization of theft that has to be broken. And then Benjamin, when he comes under Joseph, is then the intermediary that links what is more interior to the exterior truths represented by the brothers. So if you think about that in terms of the word, as you practice the word and you come into new insights that are related to process, things involved in the process of regeneration, then there is a connection drawn between what is more interior, represented by Joseph, which is the Lord's desire for the salvation of the human race. He's the celestial element. And that is able to flow down through and reorganize the relationship, all the relationships, obviously, through right down to the exterior. So the more literal aspects of the word then become understood in the light of what is more interior. So they're no longer understood in terms of, for example, their historical nature, but are understood in terms of how they support the interior process of a person's regeneration. So one way of thinking about the difference, and this is just from a logopraxis perspective now, so Benjamin under Israel, or in relationship to Israel, as described here, is the use of spiritual material in order to improve ourselves. So it is the idea of looking to become a better person. And while we are still in the ownership of that, it involves a lot of what we term in logopraxis as the merit-guilt cycle. But Benjamin under Joseph is not so much a focus on our own regeneration, but it's a focus on what's needed so far as our own regeneration goes in support of others. The focus is the support of others, not on saving ourselves, if you like. So Israel is when the focus for a person or even a group is really centered on personal regeneration, trying to improve one's life, because that's where we all begin. And Joseph is more about the salvation aspect of the human race. So it's when there's a shift in consciousness, which is focused more on working on oneself. So personal regeneration is still happening, but it is actually being done for the sake of others, for the sake of the others in the group. So that's not something we can just sort of, it can be a meta task, I guess, but it's actually built into the logopraxis conceptualization that there is a movement through three states of consciousness so far as group life goes. And these are taken from what Maurice Nicol highlights in terms of group life. The first is work on oneself, and then work on oneself for the sake of others, and then work for the work's sake. So you have these three different, I'd say they're states of consciousness myself. It's a very different state when, you know, the whole focus is on trying to improve oneself, moving to working for the sake of others and then working for the whole. These sound perhaps subtle differences, but I think they are major differences in terms of how we experience life, spiritual life, when that shift occurs for us.